Wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program for the recording date of October the 6th, Sunday, October the 6th, 2013. So the sun going down, going into, coming in, we see the scientific study of how the sun goes into the womb of Mother Goddess Nut. On the one hand, signifying the going out of a system, the going out of a system of exploitation, our driving away the birds of prey under the sign of Aries the Ram, which is a sacrifice, but we sacrifice on behalf of the poor working class masses of the people, and we are strong and we are mighty and we rise up and we resurrect in order to drive away the birds of prey and save the poor working class masses of the oppressed proletariat masses of the people. And in order for that to be facilitated, we come back to the sun again and see the sun at the one hand going down, representing the going out of a system, but also on the other hand in the positive, representing, it says enumerate. And so in the light of the sun, we can see, we can number, we can see each other, we can see our talents, our attributes and characteristics. And so we see on our behalf in the positive that we go into the womb of Mother Goddess Nut to be reborn in the light of knowledge and wisdom. And it says, a deep sleep fell upon Abraham, Abram. Deep sleep, a trance. This word is tardema, 8369. It means sleep, but it also means a trance. And a trance is defined as a half-conscious state characterized by an absence of response to external stimuli, watch this now, typically as induced by hypnosis or entered by a medium. You see, all of these are things that have been misused and abused, so we frown upon these. But when you go into the definitions of the words, you say, okay, these mechanisms, when used by the power of the Most High, are good. And when you look at Africa and look at our ancestors and look at how they went about in various stages of trance and various sleep stages and various, you might say, hypnotic stages and various means of medium and whatnot, these words teach us that when used by the Most High, it's righteous, but when used by the wicked, it is unrighteous. But those who are practitioners of voodoo and juju and other African religions, when they look at this, they say, wow, that's what we do. And look at the Holy Ghost churches. Look at the churches of God in Christ and Pentecost churches. Remember, we were called voodoo. Why? Because we were rolling around on the benches, walking around in trances, speaking in other tongues. You remember what we used to do in the Church of God in Christ and what many of us yet do, and in the Holy Ghost Pentecost churches. This is what we're talking about. These are African traditions. So in this sleep state, half conscious state, trance-like state, the Most High lays something cold-blooded on Abram. And I'm going to read ahead and come back. Verse 13 says, and he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. Verse 14, and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward thou shalt come out, they shall come out with great substance. Verse 15. And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age. Verse 16. But in the fourth generation, they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. What this is the Most High telling Abram that his seed shall be destroyed, enslaved, misused and abused and raped and pillaged. And so the word horror is describing what we would go through. We, the black man and woman of the West, stolen from the East, stolen from Africa, are they that have gone through such slavery. And not only that, because we are the original all over the earth, when you saw Christopher Columbus destroy the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, that was the black man and woman in the West who had traveled the earth millennia, millennia, millennia ago. I thank my Moorish sisters and brothers, the Moorish Society, the Moorish Science Temple Society from Noble Drew Ali, who have done great research in the reality that the original peoples of the Western Hemisphere are the black man and woman as well, bearing witness to what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught, that we are the original all over the earth. And so when I understood that and read of Christopher Columbus destroying us, I began to say, destroying the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, I began to ask, well, were there black people at that time? Had we died out before Christopher Columbus? Because you always hear about our beautiful red man and woman sisters and brothers, whom I love. But the Moorish Science Temple Society sisters and brothers of Islam, Noble Drew Ali, have revealed that the black man and woman were among those destroyed in the Western Hemisphere as well, transported into Europe and transported back into Africa. So those who had never left Africa And those who had left Africa and had now been transported back because of European implementation of slavery are coming back to the Western Hemisphere along with those who had never left Africa, and then we become that people that are destroyed on both sides of the Earth hemisphere, Western Hemisphere, Eastern Hemisphere, transported back to the Western Hemisphere, and those who had never left Africa now transported to the Western Hemisphere, and we become destroyed by this system. This is the horror and the dread that Abraham sees. Now, many of you may be saying, well, I thought the European Jew was the one enslaved. You see, we have been lied to, sisters and brothers. The European Jew is not the Jew of your Bible. The modern state of Israel is not the Israel of your Bible. The modern day European Jew is a convert to the African Hebrew religion in the 7th, 8th, and 9th centuries AD. They are of the Khazars, the Russian tribe called the Khazars or the Khazars, K-H-A-Z-A-R-S. And I cite my own work, 2013, Mind of God program, thinkaboutit.org, January 13th, parts 1 through 4, and January the 20th, parts 1 through 6. I go into detail concerning these realities. The European Jew is from Russia, has nothing to do with Africa, nothing to do with the African Hebrew Israelite nation, the original African Hebrew Israelite nation. Over a period of time, after the 7th, 8th, and 9th centuries AD, they began to say to themselves, they are the original. But it's a fictitious narrative, a lie. And they began to influence the peoples of the earth that they are the original. Ezekiel chapter 38 and chapter 39 talks about how these same wicked ones would fool the whole earth into following after their plans to destroy the indigenous peoples of the region and territory that we call Israel Palestine. As a matter of fact, the European Jew is a descendant of the Hyksos. Remember, we talked about the Hyksos. The Hyksos are invaders from Europe who came into Africa around 1750 BC, began in 2000 BC, raping and pillaging and enslaving and infesting that region, Mesopotamia, Arabian Peninsula, with this system of death, hell, destruction, and slavery. Got into Kemet, Egypt, about 1750 BC, enslaved the African Egyptian Kemet, and the African enslaved also the African Hebrews. And so you had various rulers, various leaders, like Sekhenenre, and Akhmoishi, and Kakhmoishi, and the Moishi is your Moses. The Moishi in Kakhmoishi and Akhmoishi is your Moses. And these Moseses rose up and fought the Hyksos and liberated Africa, Kemet, Egypt, booted out, drove the birds of prey away, booted out the Hyksos, booted out slavery, booted out and rooted out colonialism and exploitation. And so your Moses going into Palestine, Israel, is the African Hebrew Israelite nation, leaving a liberated Africa, Kemet, Egypt, with the mandate from the Most High to liberate Israel, Palestine, that region we call Israel, Palestine today, and free up the poor working class masses of the people in that region and fight the wicked ruling class. But all of that is metaphor, that we may within our own consciousness fight that wicked ruling class mentality and free up all of our talents and attributes and characteristics to be used by the Most High to free up the masses of the poor working class oppressed proletariat peoples of the earth. And With that understanding, you say, well, who is the African Hebrew? Who is the real Hebrew? The Amos chapter 9 and verse 7 talks about how the Hebrews are the children of Israel, the Israelite nation are the children of Ethiopia. Ethiopia in the Hebrew language is Cush, and Cush means black, and their blackness. So the African Hebrews are the black people, are African people, are Ethiopian. And the Egyptian records talk about how they came from Ethiopia. So original African Egypt Kemet and African Hebrews are one African black Ethiopian people. Now, we want to pin down the Hebrews. Deuteronomy 28 and 68, is it? I've not called it in a while. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 68 talks about how the seed of the Hebrews would go back into slavery, back into Egypt by way of ship. Methodology would be the ships. And the only peoples in these days and times as a people who have been enslaved, and the methodology was ships, black man and woman. Those who had started off in the Western Hemisphere, transported back to the Eastern Hemisphere, and along with those who had never left Africa, enslaved by way of ships, Sir John Hawkins and also called Sir John Hopkins, took our ancestors on ships, westerly journey to the Western Hemisphere. And from 1555, Elijah Muhammad said, others say from 1480-something, 90-something, began our slavery in the Western Hemisphere. Emancipation Proclamation did not free our ancestors. Those in power were not obligated to honor any of our rights. We were afflicted and exploited all the way through the time that we rose up in the 40s and 50s and 60s, and we were rising up and rising up all the way through slavery, all the way through Garvey time, 1920s. We kept rising up. And finally, around the 1940s and 50s and 60s, you see the civil, human rights, black power movement and struggle. 1555 to 1955 is 400 years. 1955, you see the emergence of Minister Malcolm X. You see the emergence of Dr. Martin Luther King. And you see the civil, human rights movement, anti-war movement, black power movement begin in that time period. We, the black man and woman, fulfill this scripture, Genesis 15, 13 through 12 through 16. All of this is talking about the horror that we went through. And the Illuminati Masonic Order know and understand this reality. J. Edgar Hoover, a 33rd degree Mason, said he did not want to see the rise of another black messiah who would galvanize the masses and, in words, overthrow this system. You see, these birds of prey who feed on our death, feed on our carcass. We have been denied this knowledge and this wisdom. And this is not for black people to boast. This is so that all of us may know the true history of the human family, and that we may together, as poor working class black, brown, red, yellow, and white, organize, come together, stand up together, fulfill that which is written in the stars, moon, sun, earth, creation, zodiac, become the heir of the Most High, galvanize ourselves, and take back this earth creation universe from and out of the hands of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. J. Edgar Hoover is a government man, FBI began his career destroying the Garvey movement in the 20s and the 30s, moved on to become head of the United States Bureau of Investigation, and then the Federal Bureau of Investigation, always working to destroy the movement, destroy the human rights, civil rights, black power movement, destroy the communist movement, destroy anything that he saw was a threat to the rule of the wicked ruling class and the ruling families, the birds of prey that we are speaking of. And so J. Edgar Hoover said, black messiah, he wanted to prevent the rise of a black messiah. He said Elijah Muhammad was a black messiah. He said, this is J. Edgar Hoover. This is one who is an Illuminati Masonic order who knows the true history of the human family and works night and day to disconnect us from the true history of the human family. He said Stokely Carmichael, that changed his name to Kwame Ture, was a black messiah. He said J. Edgar Hoover, that Minister Malcolm X was a black messiah. He said that Dr. Martin Luther King was a black messiah. What are we proving by stating this reality? Because we are proving that the black man and woman, those in power, know that we are the true African Hebrew Israelite nation, and that on our shoulders, we are the ram. We are the Aries. We are the sacrifice that has been sacrificed over and over again, made dead, made a carcass, and the wicked ruling class feeding off of us. But I was going to say, little do they know, but they do know that we are also the Messiah people. That lamb that was slain, that lamb that was sacrificed is strong, is a ram, is Aries, is strong, is mighty, and has strength, and is destined to resurrect that goat, that ram's horn, signifying resurrection of the dead. And the black man and woman, understanding this reality, rising from the dead, and now pumping life into poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, and the masses of the oppressed proletariat peoples of the earth, resurrecting with the power of the ram, the power of Aries, moving to the miracles of Pisces and the fish, performing the miracle of driving away the birds of prey. See, we're preaching the zodiac, sisters and brothers, and it's my pleasure to preach anything of knowledge and wisdom and understanding, especially when we see it in the light that we should see, coming from the African root of the teaching of the zodiac. Then we move to Pisces, and we see the miracle workers. We see the fish in the water, and we see the baptism, which is water baptism. And we see that all of that signifies we're leaving off the mentality of the wicked ruling class. We're driving away the birds of prey and their thought processes and their mentality out of our consciousness. And we are coming up out of the water, coming up out of the old lifestyle, coming up out of capitalism, privatized and parasitic, coming up out of slavery, colonialism, and exploitation, moving into the age of Aquarius, the man with the water bucket and the water. We are the living waters. We are flowing with life. We are flowing with truth and justice and righteousness. And in the age of Aquarius, we will realize total freedom, justice, and equality, and love and friendship among each other. But we have to go into the history of the human family to deal with the history. This is not to create animosity between so-called white people and the rest of us. Let me see if I can say something on that. Because when we examine the real reason for the creation of the modern day state of Israel, then we can go after the division between poor working class so-called white people being divided from poor working class black, brown, red, and yellow. When you study eugenics, sisters and brothers, and all of this is covered in my preaching on January for the date of January the 13th, 2013, parts 1 through 4, and January the 20th, parts 1 through 6. Eugenics, social Darwinism, Sir Francis Galton. Eugenics means cleaning up of the gene pool. Now, on the positive side, we can understand cleaning up the gene pool, living healthy, eating right, thinking right, cleaning up our consciousness, cleaning up our physical structure, cleaning up our living quarters, cleaning up our communities and neighborhoods and states and nation, and cleaning up the earth of wickedness and that which is destructive to the human family. That's the positive side. But Sir Francis Galton and those with him, he being a lieutenant for the House of Rothschild, saw poor working class black, brown, red, and yellow as dirtying the gene pool. And so poor working class black, brown, red, and yellow, in the eyes of Sir Francis Galton and the House of Rothschild, needed to be killed and destroyed, and at the minimum controlled, made a carcass, made dead, so that they, as birds of prey, could feed off that carcass, feed off of the death, spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically, of black, brown, red, and yellow. Dead, and death by the millions. I go into detail in the parts 1 through 4, January 13th, parts 1 through 6, January the 20th, 2013. But something interesting happened along the turn of the century, from the 19th century to the 20th century, late 1800s, early 1900s. These wicked ones, these birds of prey, began to see poor working class white people as nasty and dirty and filthy and dirtying up the gene pool, and they began to train their eyes and their sights on poor working class white people and began to kill and destroy poor working class white people along with poor working class black, brown, red, and yellow. And when you see the rise of Hitler, see, the House of Rothschild created Hitler. The German wing of the House of Rothschild created Hitler, taught Hitler eugenics. See, Hitler didn't destroy wealthy Jews. House of Rothschild are wealthy Jews, but Hitler destroyed poor working class Jewish sisters and brothers, European Jewish sisters and brothers, poor working class. Hitler studied America, studied the eugenics program in America, implemented it to a T in Germany, went after indigent, went after physically disabled people, went after blind and deaf and dumb people, went after gypsies. Hated gypsies because Egypt is the Egypt. So these gypsies are seen as from Egypt and Africa, destroyed them too. And then went after the poor working class Jewish sister and brother. And then, along with people like the people who are the descendants of Theodor Herzl, Zionists, Hitler made a deal with those who were creating Israel to finance Israel. Yes, Hitler, following the dictates of the House of Rothschild, was the biggest, greatest, on-the-ground financier of the state of Israel. I have all of this in detail. Parts 1 through 4, January 13th, 2013. Parts 1 through 6, January 20th, 2013. 10 parts where we go into detail concerning these realities. So Hitler was commanded to finance Israel, and Hitler financed anything that was a eugenics program. So Israel was created to be a eugenics program to further destroy the peoples of that region. Next break. See you on the other side of the break.